Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This is continuing team coverage from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Carmelo Anthony is back in a Collin County courthouse this morning as his fight for a new trial resumes a day after both teens' histories of racism and violence went public. Good morning. It's now 7 o'clock, 85 degrees, partly cloudy to mostly clear skies at this hour. It is going to be hot, though. Dangerous heat again. Extreme heat warning through 8 o'clock tonight. Sunny, hot, about 106. Though, there is a chance, very remote, that you could see a shower later this afternoon. Top three things you need to know. 35-year-old woman in Albany, New York, accused of plotting to bomb the New York State Capitol and kill state lawmakers in an ISIS-inspired attack. Prosecutors say she converted to Islam 5 years ago and pledged loyalty to the group. The NFL fines the Dallas Cowboys and the New Orleans Saints $500,000 each after their joint practice Tuesday in Oxnard that turned into a series of fights. Our top story this morning, we now know to expect a decision today as to whether Carmelo Anthony will be granted a new trial.
Yeah, our team coverage this morning begins with KRLD's Russell Scott. Their request continues at the Collin County Courthouse this morning, and crowds are already gathering, right, Russell?
Yeah, they got here before dawn this morning, as a matter of fact. Among those who got here very early, a woman named Selena. She was in court yesterday, says she thinks all of that evidence that they discussed about the victim, Austin Metcalf, and his brother should have been admitted in that original trial.
Them talking about KKK, Hitler, saying that all black people should be killed. All of that should have been presented in the trial.
Now, prosecutors also brought up disturbing questions about Carmelo's character, including him talking about wanting to stab someone and wondering how that would feel. Among the people who will be questioned today, Toby Shook. He was one of the original defense attorneys for Carmelo Anthony. We were told this morning that the judge will make a decision on a new trial sometime today. All we know is that there is a midnight deadline for that decision to be made. Live at the Collin County Courthouse, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Thanks so much, Russell. Now, News Nation spoke with Jeff Metcalf. That's Austin's father, giving his thoughts on the so-called gentleman's agreement that first prevented certain information from being shared publicly.
But the stuff about Carmelo Anthony and what he said to his girlfriend about wanting to stab somebody and the imagery, the fact that they made a deal to not have that come in, rarely is the victim's character relevant. But the defendant's character is always relevant. And I just thought that was a bizarre deal to make. What do you think about that?
Well, I mean, I wasn't privy. I didn't know it went down. I thought he was going to testify. Right. And so after the trial, it was explained to me, you know, because I was expecting more information to come out. And they said, well, you know, both sides agreed not to bring character into it, which to me, it made sense. Because really what we're looking at is what happened that day underneath the tent.
That is the father of Austin Metcalf speaking with News Nation.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly, live in the KRLD 24-hour Breaking News Center. We've cut the commercial break, so you're getting a full, nonstop 20-minute hit of news, traffic, and weather on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. I'm John Little. Well, the debate over transgender athletes in women's sports is becoming an increasingly public fight for the WNBA, and it moved its way to Dallas last night as protesters were outside the American Airlines Center as the Dallas Wings were hosting Indiana. Fever guard Sophie Cunningham has publicly supported keeping transgender women out of women's sports. In an interview before the game, though, Commissioner Kathy Engelbert was here in Dallas and said outsiders are using the WNBA as what she calls a political football. The league says there is no current transgender eligibility issue involving an actual WNBA player. Its collective bargaining agreement says only women are eligible but contains no more specific language defining gender identity or sex at birth. Now, on the court, the Wings knock off one of the WNBA's hottest teams with a 91-85 win. Jessica Shepherd scores a career-best 26.
Beckers, no look. Extra. Two more for Jessica Shepherd.
Shepherd says the team accomplished a big goal.
We wanted to come in and kind of take it personal. We knew that, you know, we've been on a little skid here, and we wanted to make sure that we showed up and put together 40 minutes. I think, you know, we still had a couple minutes in there probably that we could have been better as a team, and you know, just keep learning every game and hopefully get some more wins.
Arike Gunbowale had a season-high 32 for Dallas and crossed the 5,000-point mark for her career.
New this morning, the NTSB investigating after a plane carrying 8 people crashes in Alaska. No survivors.
A federal official says the charter plane went down Thursday afternoon near a remote radar site in western Alaska. The plane from a company called Security Aviation had taken off from Anchorage. An Air Force officer involved in the search calls it a devastating loss.
ABC's Faith Abube. The plane was headed to Cape Newenham long-range radar site, which tracks all flights into and out of Alaska.
In other news this morning, opponents of border security construction through Big Bend are demanding that the Texas Parks and Wildlife Commission do more to protect the environment. And they found an ally in Commission Chair Paul Foster.
I personally and the commission collectively agree with the comments that we're hearing.
This week's hearing comes just days after the feds announced a pause in border barrier construction. The head of Customs and Border Protection has been in West Texas to do what he called a personal evaluation of that project.
Say a little prayer for some rain today. Any storm that develops in North Texas certainly will bring welcome relief, but your odds of getting one are just breathtakingly low. NBC5 says there's a slim chance for an isolated shower or thunderstorm around DFW as temps soar well past 100 again. Dangerous heat carries into the weekend. Sunday could be the hottest day of the stretch. ERCOT continues to show normal grid conditions this morning. Texas set an all-time demand record of 91,089 megawatts last month as the state's growing population and extreme heat drive electricity use even higher.
But what is that in gigawatts? Well, disturbing chatbot interactions with minors lead state lawmakers to consider new online restrictions. Maureen Molak lost her 16-year-old son to suicide after he suffered months of cyberbullying. She testified at the state capitol about the horrors children face interacting with chatbots. She shared the story of Megan Garcia, who lost her 14-year-old son to suicide at the urging of a chatbot.
The online relationship involved romantic and explicit chat that encouraged suicidal thoughts, with the bot asking Sewell to come home to me.
Molak told state House members, Texas needs to lead the nation in tougher online restrictions for kids.
Turn off dangerous algorithms for minors, require more parental tools, and pass a robust chatbot bill to address this emerging technology.
State House members are studying the impact of social media platforms and AI on the mental health of children.
Governor Abbott signs a pledge to Tarrant County taxpayers for lasting property tax reductions while campaigning at the Fort Worth Club. Tarrant County Republican Commissioners Matt Krause, Manny Ramirez, and County Judge Tim O'Hare. Abbott stressed that hardworking Texans deserve to keep more of their money.
The most important is to eliminate any school district property tax on the homestead. That alone will cut your property tax bill in half, and that will be enduring, lasting forever.
Abbott's Democrat opponent for governor, Gina Hinojosa, says this would drain funding from public schools and benefit private entities. Abbott was also asked about next month's GOP convention here in Dallas.
This is going to be a great opportunity to excite people across Texas as well as across the entire country to remind people of all the great things that have been accomplished over the past 2 years.
When asked about whether he'd be speaking at the GOP convention, Abbott responded with TBD. Stay tuned. All right, Grant, thank you. Now partly cloudy, 85 degrees at News Radio 1080 KRLD. So Pizza Hut, they're Plano-based, at least for now. Pizza Hut is going through a name change. Are you aware of this? So Pizza Hut has two words in its name, pizza and hut, mm-hmm. and they're dropping one of the words.
Pizza.
They're dropping pizza.
So they're just going with hut, or they're going with the hut?
No, they're going to go with hut.
Hut, hut!
That's why.
Oh!
Just in time for football season for the next 25 weeks, they're dropping pizza from their Pizza Hut brand. You'll find even that they have, in many cases, literally gone up and covered the P word in their signage up above. So it's just known as Hut. In fact, their banner they're putting over the word pizza has a football emblem on it.
Oh, okay.
So they're capitalizing on football season, which, honestly, who can blame them? And did you know that right now, any chance I get to say this, Pizza Hut has a deal. If you go in the app, there's a deal for a large three-topping pizza for only $10. Y'all, trust me, that is a really good price for pizza. Pizza is like stupid expensive these days.
See, Joe, what normally happens is normally sponsors pay us to say things on the radio.
I know.
You're just
I'm throwing it out for free. I'm throwing it out for free, man, because I want our listeners to know that there are some good food deals out there. And just click the deal tab in the app, and it's a large three-topping pizza for just $10.
Joe loves you so much, dear listener.
That's right. Not that I'm going to get the sales department angry with me. 712 at News Radio 1080 KRLD. Coming up next here on the KRLD Morning News. Is this, like, for real, James Tallarico could turn the state blue? Hang on, what the prediction markets are now saying straight ahead.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
Prosecutors charge a 35-year-old woman, Jessica Bowie, with planning to bomb the New York State Capitol and kill all the lawmakers inside. They say the Albany woman converted to Islam 5 years ago and then pledged allegiance to ISIS. Polymarket now gives Democrat James Tallarico a 52% chance of flipping Texas blue in the U.S. Senate seat, something Democrats have not done since 1988. Carmelo Anthony's effort to win a new trial resumes this morning in Collin County following yesterday's disclosure that both he and the victim have had racist and violent backgrounds.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes all day on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is David Rankin for a wrap on the news of the day. Join me this afternoon on the KRLD Afternoon News. Right now, it's the 20-minute morning briefing. It's 20 minutes of nonstop news, weather, and traffic with no commercial interruptions right here on the KRLD Morning News.
724, News Radio 1080 KRLD. This news for Ben Abbott and Associates. All right, let's get a check of your money. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Good morning and a joyous Friday. And roll up your sleeves. We got some work to do. Coming into trading today, the Dow Industrials average for the week is down 973 points. That is 1.8%. NASDAQ's down 2.5%. S&P's down about the same percentage as the Dow. Now, maybe we can chip away at it a little bit because we've been pointing a little bit higher all morning long. In fact, right now the Dow looks up 325 points. If we open right this second, the NASDAQ would be up 206, the S&P average up 32 points. Of course, we've had a lot of obstacles in the way this week, like higher oil prices, and we're not getting any relief from that. Crude's up 38 cents at $87.21. But it is up, and crude is up over 5% for the week. Then there are those interest rates. Remember the Treasury intervened and said we're going to buy back a bunch of bonds, and for a day, well, a little less than a day, it brought interest rates down. Then yesterday we went right back up where we were. Well, as we sit right now, interest rates are up. Not very much, but the fact is they're not down. So that is an obstacle. So why are we bouncing back? Well, some of it, you know, just bargain hunting, short covering, that sort of thing. It's also the third Friday of the month. Now, the significance of that for us is a lot of options, indexes, and everything else expire. And so all the people who've been making money on the downside turn around and, not being greedy, take their profits and, you know, go around and buy them back. Also, in a reversal from what we were seeing from some retailers yesterday, which were just uniformly bad. I mean, Walmart fell over 9% yesterday because the sense is that the consumer has finally decided, you know, we're going to pull in our horns. This thing is not getting any better anytime soon. So Walmart and the rest of them all got killed. But then earnings came out after the close from Ross Stores. Now, I understand that's not Walmart, but it is a major retailer. And unlike most major retailers, they had gangbuster earnings and sales and in fact, raised their earnings estimates. So that stock's up 8% this morning. Buckle, which is a mall retailer, also was trading 6% higher after their numbers. And BJ's Wholesale, which is moving into this area. It's not Costco and it's not Sam's yet, but they're coming into this area. They had killer earnings, and they're trading a little bit higher. So maybe it's not all that bad. Dow looks up over 300 points. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Thank you, David. It is now 7:26 at News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The USS Abraham Lincoln is now heading home after a nine-month deployment in the Middle East and concerns about conditions on the ship.
After a nine-month-long deployment, they are finally making their way back home. They were only supposed to be out on that aircraft carrier for about 6 to 7 months, but that mission was extended the longer this war with Iran has continued to drag on. And, of course, all of it comes amid new reporting about the worsening conditions on board that aircraft carrier, with the Military Times reporting they spoke to families of service members who said at least two people on board tried to jump overboard.
That is ABC's Rachel Scott. The latest case of tech-enabled stalking comes out of Louisiana, where a law enforcer has lost his job over the practice.
More than 3,000 times since flock cameras were installed in Jefferson Parish, Sheriff's Deputy Nathan Rome ran a check on his former fiancée's license plate. Sheriff Joe Lapinto says the cameras are a great crime-fighting tool, but
sometimes the technology outpaces the protection tools that exist.
He says he's working with Flock to enhance his ability to red flag misuse of automated license plate readers within his department. In the meantime, he's fired Deputy Nathan Rome. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Not the intended purpose of
3,000 times he accessed Flock cameras 3,000 times to run a check on his former fiance. Wow, stalker much?
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.